So are you ready?
Yep.
We have a special guest today.
Do we?
Mm-hmm. Che passa, Alberto? Tutto bene?
Che passa? We're ready. You ready?
Yeah. What do you think?
It's been a week since we talked about Italy. I almost forgot everything. I'm glad we did it last week. So, who do we have? What do we have? What's going on today?
Well, today we have a very special guest. We brought along a good friend to talk with us a little bit about a special topic.
Funny thing is, this guy wants to talk about this topic, doesn't he?
It's very near and dear to his heart. I have no idea why, but he gets very amped up about it.
I see why. He hates drama, doesn't he? And he gets frustrated, just like you and I do.
Don't we all?
Yeah, it's just it's a hobby. Yeah. We should just all get along and, you know, have fun.
But we don't. We have fun, but we don't all get along. But
not all.
It is what it is, right?
We try to get it right.
It's mutual respect, but we do our best.
And I think everybody tries. The problem is sometimes they don't succeed at it. You know?
I almost feel like people get bored, and then they start stirring the pot.
Yeah.
And then people take it the wrong way, and then it goes downhill fast.
But how about instead of like spoiling the whole thing, we just give this guy a call? What do you think?
Let's do it.
Is there anything you want to talk about ahead of calling him?
Nope. You?
Nope. Okay, so do you think we should just give him a call?
Yeah, why not? Let's see if he answers.
You think he will?
He better.
All right, let's try it. Let's give him a call. I love Skype. It's awesome.
No, he's not going to answer.
Hello?
Mr. Kyle Dole, how you doing?
Dirk Cammer, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing good, dude.
Sir.
Don't call me sir, man. I'm not that old yet. I know I'm old, but I'm not as old as I think I am.
You're not the sir yet.
How you doing? All good?
I'm very good. I'm out here enjoying our nice weather. It's like 90 degrees today, no wind, sunny.
90 degrees is not
perfect
nice,
day.
Dude. 90 degrees is not nice, dude.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, for me, I'm a West Coaster. That's good.
Bert and I would melt in 90 degrees.
Yeah, but 90 degrees West Coast is dry.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. It's not that god-awful humidity that you guys have.
No doubt. No doubt.
anything below 80 and I need a jacket, so.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
Kyle Stacey's like, do you have any idea where I grew up and what I had to deal with?
You have no idea. No idea.
So what you been up to, Kyle?
Oh, a lot of global 3D practice, man. That's coming up quick. We're T-minus 2 months away, and like, I got a big target on my back after last year, so I have to. I gotta come up with something cool.
So what's and that's a very. Tell me something. Like, I actually admire the fact that you're doing global 3D and you're still competing, but why? No, I don't mean it. I'm not trying to be a dick. Pardon my French. I'm just wondering why. Like, seriously, like,
It's mostly a self thing. Well, I mean, obviously, there's the whole Mikado side and. Competition is good for the Mikado and them. It's good PR. But personally, for me, the reason why I've been so adamant about competing is because I've been doing it my whole life. I mean, when I was 4, my parents started me in gymnastics, and then I started doing competitive gymnastics there after that. And then right when I got out of gymnastics, I went into competitive helicopters. Like, the day I signed with Mikado is the day that I quit gymnastics. So, like, competing has just been my whole life.
And I can see that because, like, when I said self, I didn't mean it like in a bad way, like selfish or anything. I meant
Is it a personal goal, personal reason, or
like, I don't know, 5 years or whatever that I entered any competitions, the only reason why I did it is because it was like, you know, this is like a good way to be forced to practice. Because it's like, you got to learn this maneuver, that maneuver, you got to prepare. So you have got to practice. If you don't have that competition, you don't have that motivating factor to drive you to practice, right? Like, it just makes it too relaxed.
Yeah, exactly. And for me, I mean, personally, me, if I just go out and free fly for too long, like, I just get bored. Like, if I'm not challenging myself and trying to do a new move or trying to come up with something better, like, I honestly, after a couple of weeks, I'll get bored. So that's why I like competing, is it always gives me something to work towards.
And what do you do when you're bored?
It depends on what rating this show is.
Well, rating is free, man. It's all good. It's all good. It's a bunch of guys. We're all buddies. I already cussed. Yeah. I said dick. It's okay. It's explicit on iTunes. It's fine.
The answer to Kyle's question also involves the word dick, so. No, just kidding.
Man. Anyway.
Just kidding.
Anyway.
Just kidding.
Anyway. I heard your music for Global. It's pretty sweet. I like it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Dude, don't tell anybody about it. That's confidentiality.
It's all good.
Bro. Yeah, you like it, though?
Yeah, it's all right. You've done better, but it's okay.
You guys are funny, the kids of today.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Well, you know what, Kyle? I'm going to use that as motivation to make it better.
There you go.
I'm just going to scrap the whole thing, especially the intro.
Start over.
The funny thing is when I was competing, these guys were like 3 years old and 5 years old. 5 years old, respectively. So that makes it even more fun to listen to. Not quite.
It's
that
like,
bad,
I remember the days back with Nitro and Flybar helicopters.
Flybar, man, did you ever get to fly one of those? Like, no, I'm I know you have, but like, when you started with Flybarless, right?
No, me and my dad have been into this for a long, long time. I mean. My first heli was a Raptor 30. It had a fly bar, and then we had an XL60 fly bar, and we had a Fury 90. And my first logos actually were the fly bar logo 600. So
when you when you started attending events, like more seriously, like more important events, you were already sort of like committed to, like you were already kind of like sponsored, right? Like you, like it had been years after you had started flying.
Yeah, I mean, we flew for a long time, just like me and my dad on the weekends, you know, and then I decided on my own, like, I wanted to compete, like, I want to do a competition, and that's when we did that, the Las Vegas competition back in 08, and I competed there with my Flybar Logo 600 and won it, and that's when I got noticed by Mikado and picked up, and then shortly after that, yeah, we switched to Flybarless because we were repping Mikado's newest, latest thing. So.
Oh, you were actually flying Flybar that one time?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought you were flying the V-Bar way back, like, at that time. Because I think that was the first or second year I went there, like, for the Aligned Cup or whatever it was, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think this was the first year. No, yeah, you were there. The very first year in 2008. I remember me and my dad had just got the logo, and I remember him asking me, like, well, Mikado has this Flybarless one. Like, should we get that, or should we just get the Flybar one? And I even was one of the people that was like, no, I don't need Flybarless. Like, Flybar's good enough. Like, who needs Flybarless? Like, come on.
Agreed. Let's go back in time, back to Flybar.
Yeah.
You guys can. I'll stay here.
So you have any... any special concerns or interests do you want to talk about? I hear that you're pretty adamant about certain things that have been happening with, you know, we keep this thing too positive. Let's get negative a little bit here. How about that?
Yeah, let's bring in some drama.
Yeah, let's talk about, I mean, it sucks, but if we don't bring in drama, it's not as fascinating, right?
It's not captivating. No,
it's not captivating. Well, let's talk about drama.
I think what you're referring to is all this drama on the Facebook, right?
The Facebook.
The
Facebook.
Well, you know, on the internet and the Facebook.
The Facebook.
You just get the drama.
Yeah, anyway. So what's up with that? What's the problem?
Oh, I don't know. I think
why do you think people get so salty, so much shit?
I mean, everybody's got an opinion, and the thing with Facebook, like social media in general, is people have a completely open and free canvas to say and do whatever they want without any repercussion, really. You know, and it just spirals out of control really quickly, you know, and I don't know. It's really a shame to see, really.
But I think it comes with the goods and the bads, because people can share their opinions, but then people get personal with it or something, or they take things out of context, or what do you think?
Well, it just has to do with people's and their opinions. I mean, and you know how it goes. When somebody says one thing, you know, another person... I mean, I've seen this argument, I mean, with the V-Bar, like, a lot of people nitpick on, like, the cases break sometimes, you know? And it's like, a guy will use that one excuse as a reason to not fly V-Bar. And it's like, okay, if you don't want to fly V-Bar, that's great, but I'm going to fly my V-Bar. But it doesn't stop there. Then the next guy says, well, your system has this problem and then this and this. And then it just goes back and forth and it spirals out of control.
Right.
Or something like that. I don't know.
You know,
yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, the funny thing is people need, it's almost like the problem is not the people that go out there on Facebook and make a post. Mm-hmm. If the post is done in the right way, I think you can get away with anything, right?
Yeah, I think, that is the biggest thing. It's not what you say, it's how you say it.
It's how you say it. Sure. Absolutely. Like, you can say, hey guys, you know, I bought this V-Bar and I had a crash and this case broke. I wish they made a better case for it. Like, what do you guys think? But even when they do that, then it brings in all the trolls and all the brand bashing, right? So a lot of that stuff is just totally uncalled for. You know, last week there was this post on the Hangout, and it was about three different brands that had nothing to do with us or even you. It was brands that you and I or even Stacy don't fly. I don't want to mention the brands, but it was three brands: a transmitter / servo brand, another servo brand, and a flabberless brand. And I read it, and I was like, "This is," and I'm not trying to say anything negative about the person that created the post, because I don't think he did it with bad intentions.
With malintention.
Yeah, but it still brought in all the trolls, and then people see an opportunity to brand bash, and then you start getting all the guys that are like fans of a certain brand, right? So the guys that did not like that flabberless unit started to say, well, that's your problem. And, you know, at the end of the day, like, there's only a few manufacturers in the hobby that play an important role when it comes to the development and the sustainability, the right word to use? Sustainability of the hobby. Like, you know, if we don't support those people, whether it is Mikado, whether it is SAB, whether it is Align, whether it is whatever, I don't care. These are well-known companies that are supporting the hobby. If we don't support those guys, they're eventually going to go away. And that's my whole theory, and people don't seem to appreciate that, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I do think a lot of people think that the bashing, like, they don't see the immediate consequence of it, so they just do it. While you were talking, I came up with a whole bunch of things that I think I can say, and I'll try to get through them all. But, you know, like you're talking about with this, you know, like the Hangout, for example, you know, it's a source of information for people. It's a pool of information for people to go to and take stuff out of, you know. And I do think we need to keep the information sharing going. But the problem is that it seems like information sharing and brand bashing go hand in hand together, and that's the issue that I think we need to resolve. Because, you know, for example, if some helicopter has an integral design flaw or some equipment is more prone to failure, take it V-Bar cases, take it anything else, you know, I'm not trying to say Mikado's immune here. Like, that does, if that does need to be addressed, and that information needs to be out there in the marketplace so that people can have it and can make their decisions. And if this bad press from these things, these issues, is starting to hurt the company, then the company also is the company's responsibility to fix those issues, don't you think? Like, do you know what I'm saying?
But a lot of times, it depends. It depends. Some issues are legit, right? And some issues are due to
one-off issues or mechanical build problem.
Mechanical issues, one-off issues, compatibility issues. You know, I mean, there's so many different things that can affect the performance of a product, right? So, like, I mean, I gave Kyle an example the other day of, like, I had an issue with one of our servo models not working with a certain flabberless system. We never made a post. We never said anything negative about the flabberless system. It wasn't their fault, and it wasn't ours. It was the fact that our servo was using too much power for what the power bus demand was on that capability was on that system. We changed our servos. We fixed the issue. We moved on. When a customer contacted us and said, oh, your servo sucks. I'm like, well, we're very sorry. Like, we're aware of the issue. We're correcting it, and we corrected it. Like, there's things that don't work well with each other. There's crashes that happen on these helicopters. There's, you know, people that don't, you know, and I don't mean this in a bad way towards the listeners, but there are people that don't set up their stuff right, not because they don't care, but because they don't, maybe simply because they don't know any better, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's where we need to come in as the people we are to educate these people and teach them how to address those issues. But what I'm getting at is, like, sure, there's issues that need to be addressed. But how do you address the issues? You contact the manufacturer, right? And you give them a chance first. Don't you agree?
I would say yes. On a one-off issue, I mean, on a one-off issue or something like that, yes. I think largely it can be broken down into, like, electronics definitely, I would say, are more prone to having one-off issues or problems with this or that stuff. But when you get into the mechanical side of stuff, I mean, as long as it's built properly, granted, a lot of people build stuff incorrectly, but if you have a helicopter that has an integral problem with it that is causing people to crash, or there's some glitch or something that is, like, damaging people's helicopters, causing them to crash, like, that information, I feel personally, does need to be spread to in the hangout or other places so that people are aware of it. Not necessarily to bash the product, but just to keep people aware of it.
No,
until the manufacturer has time to rectify the issue.
No, I agree 100%. But the issue also is, like you're saying, like with electronics and especially electrical mechanical stuff like servos, there's a lot of stuff that can go wrong. A lot of stuff, and it can happen more often than people think, and that people want it to happen. You know, especially when they crash repeatedly, right?
Yeah.
You can't expect a V-bar. You can't expect a servo. You can't expect an ESC. A motor is probably different because it's a totally different sort of, like, concept of how it's designed and, you know, how much it can withstand. But, like, you know, an ESC, a servo, a flabberless unit, even, like, a receiver, a satellite, receiver, like a spectrum type thing or whatever, those things, there's so many times you can crash them. You know, if you get away with three crashes and it's still running good, you're lucky. Because I was talking to Kyle about this too yesterday, coincidentally. Like, you, Kyle, me, and other people, myself and other people, like, when we crash, we don't crash. It's not a spectacular crash, right? It's like, I don't want the listeners to misinterpret this, but when we crash, I'm not saying we don't have crazy, spectacular crashes, right? But most of the time when we crash is we got a little bit too low, boom, done, and the damage is not extensive. But I've seen some major crashes, like our buddy Gator had one not long ago. So, I mean, when you plow it in that hard, I mean, shit's going to fail. It has to. And if it survives, you should consider yourself lucky, right? Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I can agree with that.
I mean, people expect, oh, I crashed. Well, I'm just going to change the bent spindle shaft and broken boom in the landing gear, and I'm just going to go on. Well, I mean, there's a lot of shit that happened during that crash. You have a V-bar. If your plastic case broke, sorry, dude, buy a new freaking case. How much is the case? $5, $10, whatever, $15? I don't care.
Yeah, they're cheap.
Buy the case,
just
you know?
Stop bitching and just replace it.
Yeah. Well, but you know, and that goes back to the whole thing about the hobby, right? Like, back in the day when I started in the hobby, like, before you guys were born, I started with the airplanes. We were all modelers. And even when I started with helis in the early 2000s, we were modelers. We had to, like, dial indicate shafts, and we had to, like, resize bowl links and things like that. Now, people expect everything to be perfect out of the box.
Mm.
And if it's not perfect, it's
so.
Like,
that's just,
yeah.
If it's not perfect, it's crap. Yeah, and that's not the case. But
yeah, that's just unfair.
Right. It's just a difficult topic, a difficult subject, and it just goes back to people. You know, if it's not perfect, people immediately go to the full extent, or they get upset. And not everybody does it, but there are the few people that the shit stirs that basically when they have something like that happen, and they just go on and they start a whole wave of things that spirals out of control and creates drama and doesn't help the manufacturers at all.
And not only that, like, and you know, not to say that everybody does it on purpose. Like, I'm not saying that everybody's an asshole and they're trying all to be rude and to do this kind of harm. But you know, people do it out of rage, out of
and they don't realize that they do it, you know.
Yeah,
I think a lot of people don't even realize that they're doing it, you know.
Absolutely, they do it out of frustration. I mean, we've all been frustrated at one point or another, so that, I mean, that's why.
Yeah,
so
I was reading on the Hangout on one thread about something. I don't even remember what it was about, but it didn't even start as a V-bar topic, but it went into V-bar, and some guy started bashing what happened?
V-bar case.
Some guy.
Was he talking about the price? How the V-bar is like too expensive?
Well, yeah, that was another thing. That was a funny post. There was like this 50 long comment thing about how V-bar is more expensive, and it's like these guys are arguing about, you know, oh, it's more expensive. Well, with this unit, you have to get this and this, and it's like, yo, like, if you don't want to pay for the V-bar, go buy the other unit. Like, it doesn't matter, what I related it to is like when you're shopping for a car, you know, there's Mercedes and there's Toyotas, there's Hondas, there's Fords, you know, they all have four wheels. They all drive. They all go get you where you want to go. But in the Mercedes, you're going to pay more. You have that Mercedes reputation, that Mercedes quality, that, you know, whatever. Not to say that the Toyota is not going to get you where you're going. I mean, hell, I drive a Toyota. I mean, an actual car world, you know, and it does me just fine. But if I made, you know, three or four times the amount of money that I make, I'd probably have a Mercedes just because I want it and I can.
Yeah.
And it's just like, why are people arguing about why it costs more?
The thing I find funny about price is someone will be like, oh, why do you want to use that? That's so much more expensive. But it's like, okay, it's $30 more than the other one on your $1,500 helicopter with $400 in servos and a $300 motor. It's like, really? You're going to argue over $40? But use what you want, I guess.
Yeah, that's the thing. And that's the biggest thing what it comes down to is, like, use what you want. Like, you know, you're rarely going to convince somebody to change their opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you
no,
know,
you
all
can.
You
I
can
agree.
Do. And speaking as a sponsored pilot, you know, like, I'm not out there to try and convince people to fly Mikado, V-Bar, Expert, Scorpion, and so on. Like, I'm there to represent the brand, to show what it can do, and to aid people who have that equipment and who have questions. Or if somebody asks me personally, why do you choose this equipment over this equipment? I'm going to tell them why I choose it, why I like it. But I'm not out there to change people's minds. And I don't think any of us really are out there to try and convince people. But it's like, we just need to support the people in the decisions that they've made. Like, stop. If somebody has a different opinion than you, don't get offended by it. Don't try to convince them that they're wrong and you're right. Like,
no, I
agree. They have a different opinion. Let them have it.
That's a good point.
And, you know, let them have it. And if they directly ask you, well, what do you think? Then you can tell them. But just stop. People need to stop getting offended by people having different opinions than them. I mean, that's what it comes down to.
No, and I agree. And one of the points I made on a post that I made to that same initial post at the Hangout was that if people bash or find, if people don't find a way to use the social media or the Hangout, whatever it is, the Hangout is an example because we're talking about it, but if people don't find a way to use social media in a constructive way to help,
people are gonna get
to help the hobby, all they're doing is they're hurting the manufacturers that actually do something for the hobby, right? And I made the example, I didn't do it online, but I talked to Kyle the other day and I gave him the example of the, remember that stupid K bar or bullshit bar that was like $40?
The K bar, the Foo bar, there was a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, so why were they selling for 40 or 50 bucks and not for 200 plus? Because they didn't do shit to develop the product.
There's no support. There's no...
No, there's nothing. So I made a comment and I said, you guys need to support the companies that are standing behind the hobby. You know, Mikado, Align, I don't want to name them all, but, you know, Synergy, SAB, even us as BK Servo, like, we're people that, sure, we have more margins than... you know, the people that sell the cheap clones out of China, but we also have employees that take care of customers. We have an R&D team. We take warranties into consideration very seriously. We donate product to events. We have teams that we have to support. I mean,
that's a lot of cost, and that's why you're paying the extra money, and that's what you get. Yeah,
absolutely. Sure. So if we don't support these guys, you know, whether or not the products are made overseas is irrelevant. The point of the matter is these are companies that have a face, that have a team, that have support, that take care of their customers. If we don't support them, if we bash them constantly, at some point, you know, it's a true fact that our hobby is going through a very bad time right now, right? It is a very fragile state. So if we don't support these big companies, eventually the hobby will become nothing else than crappy K bars and $20 plastic servos and, you know, goblin clones or whatever else, you know what I mean? And what comes out of that?
And exactly. Guys are complaining about stuff failing now. It's like, imagine what you're going to get with the cheap Chinese strap.
Yeah. And there's nobody standing behind that product.
No. I mean, not at all.
Yeah, good luck. I mean, better buy 5 K bars so that you have 2 in the next year. I mean, it sucks. But, you know, people don't seem to understand the hobby is such a small, especially RC helicopters. It's such a small niche market, and it's such a small community, and everybody knows each other, and everybody supports each other. And if we lose customer support, where are we going to end up? You know, I mean, people can. I'm a big advocate of people posting something that is constructive. Say something that makes sense, that helps the community be better, helps the manufacturer improve the product. But beating on a dead horse or opening the door for a freaking troll, it's not going to help, you know?
No, of course not. Yeah, I think it's that. And then, I mean, I think if people have that mentality, you know, be constructive, don't get offended by somebody who has a different opinion than you, and just stuff like that. I mean, it'll help. And then maybe for example, RC Heli Hangout, and I know this was real popular on the forums, is they have all these rules and everything, and then yet there's still going to be people that aren't going to follow those rules. They're still going to want to bash and be negative. And it's like, at that point, you know, that's where moderators need to come in. You know, the people who own the page need to step in and shut it down. Like, if somebody's being I don't want to say a dick, but if somebody's being a dick or being not helpful, not constructive, shut them down, you know?
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, I agree. Now, they don't always shut it down, but they keep it going.
The mechanic. No, I'm just saying, like, that we might need to start, they might need to start doing that more. And that's the other thing, though, is that there is a difference of opinion. Some people get on there and they banter back and forth and they think it's comical. Like, they just think it's fun, you know, they're. And then other people look at it and they take offense to it. So there is a little bit of that as well, I think. Like, and I don't know the best way to resolve that, but I know some people go on there and they just like to start stuff. And yeah, it's like, if you keep that in mind, like, okay, it's just pointless banter, like, whatever, just ignore it. Like, it's not serious. But then there's other people that they see that pointless banter and then they immediately take offense to it because they feel attacked. And it's like, well, it wasn't intended that way. So it's the whole dynamic.
But to play devil's advocate with the banter thing, like, if there's someone new in the hobby and they say people, like, making jokes openly about brands in those banter talk, like, they might not pick up on the fact that it's a joke and take it the wrong way and think that brand is bad just from that sort of thing. So the banter's all fun and good, but I don't know. I'm not sold on it. I don't know. It's just me.
And that's the thing, is different people have different opinions, you know. I'm probably 50-50. Like, sometimes I enjoy the banter. Like, I go on there and I just read and laugh sometimes. Like, but it is stupid. But it is kind of funny. But I could see, like, the professional side of me who looks at it and says, this is just not helpful and constructive and, like, it's not helpful.
Right.
I say, yeah, there's no place for this, but the other part of me is like, oh, it's just fun and shooting the shit. I mean, how much when me and you are hanging out, mm-hmm. how much do we bash and rag on each other about what equipment we use and what, you know, oh, you messed up and did that move 5 feet too high, you're stupid, or, you know, how much we do it all the time in our
nonstop,
you know?
Yeah, nonstop.
So it's like these guys are kind of doing that on the forum too, but I don't know if it's the right place to be doing it.
It's all good.
I agree. So, Kyle, I think it's enough of that. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I was going to say, we've been harping on that for a while. No need to beat a dead horse.
But, you know, I have to give...
For the listeners, just be positive. Be constructive. Come on, we're all in this together, right?
Good point. And to end that on a positive note, regarding the hangout, we have to give kudos to Chris and Frank. Yes. Huh? And all those guys.
Yeah, for and, sure.
Yeah,
they're great guys. If you've never met them at an event, they are good dudes. A lot of fun to hang out with. And they have built something really great.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they started with zero, and they have 3,000 plus. And you know how hard it is to build an audience on social media. And, like, this is a close group. You have to be approved. So kudos to them. That's great. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Very well done, yes. Yeah. And I do think that hangout can definitely be a positive thing for our hobby. It's a community, because our hobby is a community-based thing, and the hangout is a community thing where guys pool their information, share, have a laugh, have fun, you know. It's like everybody just needs to chill pill a little bit.
I agree. All right, Kyle, so tell us, I know that everybody has asked you the same question time and time and time again, but this is a new podcast, so tell us, what is it that Kyle Dahl does these days? You wake up at what? 11 in the morning?
No.
No. What time?
Normally like 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning.
Not bad.
And see, then? my schedule changes like all the time. Because basically what I do is I travel. So for Mikado or for another company that I work for. So it's like if I'm not doing work for Mikado or anything, it's like I have a pretty basic schedule. Like, usually I wake up, I go to the gym, I make myself some breakfast, I go flying or I work on models or go hang out with friends. And it's like, when I'm home, I have a very basic and easy, you know, some could say easy lifestyle, but it's like my life starts when I go out the door and go to an event. And that makes sense.
Right.
It's very hard work.
Very stressful. No, but your days lately are probably just a lot of global 3D practice, right?
Yeah. And that's the thing right now is like, I am home more often than not, like in these last couple of weeks. And it has been that, I mean, it's wake up. I've been, you know, summer's coming, so I've been trying to get in shape. So I go to the gym, I have a nice healthy breakfast, and then I pack up my shit and I go to the flying field and I practice for 2 or 3. I mean, I was just out there before I got on the call with you guys. So I come back, I fix whatever I broke, or if nothing needs fixing, then I just chill and I work on stuff. I
drink a little wine.
I drink a little wine. Drink, yeah. Eat some food, hang out, go to the friends. Well, the thing where I live now is like it's super nice for like outdoor activities. So hiking and like going to the lake, going all sorts of that stuff. So
nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's cool.
So what's your next
event? It's a pretty mellow life. As of now, I think Global 3D is my next heli event. Like I'm getting ready. I'm leaving tomorrow to go for work for another job. But
you want to share?
I go. It's a company. Well, you guys are gonna shun me. It's a company that makes drones.
How dare you?
Hey, Kyle, you did work for us once.
And I haven't heard from him since.
Nope.
And then, but your next.
That's because you did such a shitty job, Kyle.
Oh man!
Nice,
dude. That was a story. Can we actually sidebar and let me tell this story?
Yeah,
because it's kind of funny.
I want to hear it.
So, the company I was working for, we were doing tons of like PR for this product, this Star Wars drone that we were making, right? And so we got.
And Kyle Stacey crashed one.
Didn't even fly one.
No, he didn't even fly. So.
Tell the story from the beginning.
We got hired out to, like, there was this dude, he was making this music video, and it was around Christmas time. This is a couple years ago. And it was, like, one of the presents that he was giving his Christmas time Valentine, like, was the name of the song, was one of these Star Wars drones. And it's, like, per contract, we were required to send 2 pilots to go to it, right? So there was me, and then, like, I needed another pilot, and this gig was in New York. And I was, like, I wrote everybody I knew in New York. Nobody was available. Nobody could do it. And finally, I called Kyle, and I'm, like, yo, do you want to get on a plane, like, right now and come to New York? And he's, like, well, no, I can't. I got work. And I'm, like, well, see if you can, like, get time off. And so he calls me back a few hours later. He's, like, okay, I can come. Gets on a plane, flies up to New York, and then we get there, and, like, literally – we just sit around all day while they're doing this shoot. And then we get to the part where there's like, they're going to do the drones, and they only wanted to use 1 drone. And like, so I flew it. I did the whole shoot, and Kyle literally flew up to New York and sat all day and then flew back to Florida and got paid for it.
Yeah, it was great. Didn't do anything. And I had like retainer for like 2 days of just hanging out in the hotel while you were working on another thing.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's why I forgot about that. And then it was like, well, we might need you for another gig, but we don't know, so just sit in the hotel for 2 days.
It was great. Oh, man. Good.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, anyway. So, yeah, it's a company that makes drones, and we're going down to Florida to sell them. And then
is it the same people?
Canada.
No. Somebody
yeah,
else,
the same
right?
People. Just, it's the same people.
Oh, really?
Propel.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
What part of Florida are you going to?
So, St. Petersburg. Ooh, ooh.
That's far away.
Like 2 hours from OHB.
No, it's
from
not far.
You guys, yeah?
No. St. Pete, it's like probably about an hour and a half.
Really?
2 hours, yeah.
Good thing we're going out of town.
Are you guys going to come visit me?
Are you going to hang?
Oh. Oh, afterwards? Are you guys going to Italy?
Yeah, Italy.
No, we're leaving shortly. Actually, we just got back. By the time this is released, we'll be back.
Yeah, yeah. I was just thinking that. Whoops.
But we're leaving shortly. Yeah.
Oh, well. Right on.
So, cool. So, your next event is Global 3D. And then... Mm-hmm.
There's some other events that I might want to hit up in between, but I just don't know if I'll have time.
What about after Global 3D? Is there anything big? Like, other than IRCHA, of course. Everybody knows that, but...
Well, IRCHA, but there's, like, I've heard a ton of things about Snohomish, which is right after... is that right after IRCHA or right after...
I think it's after.
Yeah.
I've heard about it, too. And I've heard about RCHN. I've never been. You have.
RCHN was a great event.
You and I both went to that one once.
That one was... Yep, we did.
Yeah.
But RCHN is good. I've heard Snohomish is good. Helly's over Delaware. I've heard that one's good.
There's a lot of
events I want to hit up.
You should go to JC's Ankles event in Arizona.
I would love to. I always love that event. I've missed it the last 2 years running. Mm-hmm. I'm super pissed about it. But
I never been.
Maybe this year will be
the year.
I never
been until last year with Kyle. And it was fun. It was a lot of fun. It was a good event. We're definitely going to try our best.
I don't know if you guys have like felt this as well, but like, aren't the events like so much better nowadays though? Like now that the hobby is actually kind of a little bit smaller, a little less political and everything, like events are like way better now, aren't they?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Especially places like, the Spring Fling, man, that was, we were driving back home from that trip, and I was telling Susie, like, Kyle's asleep in the back seat, and I'm telling Susie, you know, this has been a lot of fun. This is like being 18 years old in summer camp all over again. I mean, it was like the most freaking, I don't want to say the F word, but it was the most effed up, like, man, like, freaking skunk came over and freaking stunk all over this tent and all these people and this dog, and then we were like karaoke singing with Korn, and like, I mean, dude, it was like unbelievable. It was like summer camp, I swear. It was like a lot of drama, but like good drama, right? Like fun drama. And like
drama.
Yeah, it was just such a freaking, it's like being a camp. It's like everybody's like, there's all these little things going on everywhere, and like somebody killed this freaking bear, and they brought it in the middle of the night.
Yeah, they hit a bear with their car, and then they brought it on a trailer, and then like everybody looked at it, and then some dude from back there is like, okay, let's go skin it and make some jerky. And I'm just like, what?
Yeah, and Digger shows up on my camper like in the middle of the night. He's like, dude, you have a t-shirt? I'm full of blood. And I'm like, what? So I go and send him, like, babe, like, hand me a t-shirt. Like, Digger needs a t-shirt. He's full of blood, this bear, blah, blah, blah. She didn't hear me, right? She's like, what? Somebody got killed by a bear. I'm like, no. Like, dude, it was just good fun, man. It was so much fun. Like, I agree. Especially events like the Spring Fling, where, you know, there's a lot of people at the field till late at night. There's campers, people staying there, night flying. It's just fun, man. People need to go to events. All about like having fun. That's what the events should be all about, you know?
Well, and that's what the whole hobby should be about. And I really think that the events are getting back to that root, which is great. It's great, great.
I agree. Yep. All right, Mr. Dahl. Well, it's been a pleasure.
I was going to say, that's pretty much all I got to say anymore, so...
It's been a pleasure having you, dude.
Yes, you guys too. Thank you for letting me come on and discussing all these vital topics about our hobby.
Yes, sir.
Sorry for the listeners if it was a little bit boring or repetitive or beating a dead horsey, but
nah,
you got to address the drama.
I think it's good for people to know how we feel about these things, because I think they can get our take on it and they can take it upon themselves to understand and realize that the hobby is a positive, good, encouraging thing, and not necessarily like something that has to be part of drama. Like, we don't want drama in the hobby. It's a hobby. It's a hobby, dude. It's a hobby.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, it's a hobby. And, you know, it's a hobby for everybody. And for us, it's more, it's our job, so to speak. But like you said in your post, like, we're not here just to make bonkers money and stuff. Like, we're doing this because it's our passion too.
Yeah, and I mean, like, dude, you could find, Kyle, you could find something else to do and make more money than you're making now, please. Like, nobody's getting rich from this shit, please. We're doing this because we like it. We enjoy it. We like the people.
We like it, and it's our passion.
Yeah.
We want to help. And it's like, so that's one thing else I'd like to say to anybody who's listening. Like, if a pro or somebody actually gets on the forum and makes a comment and tries to help you, like, he's not doing it to pitch his shit. Like, he's doing it because he wants to help, you know?
Yeah,
and I wish more people could understand that. And it's like, unfortunately, a lot of people don't go on the forums because they don't want to deal with that sort of drama and stuff. And that's a real shame. Because, like, at the end of the day, like, we're there because we want to help people. We want to promote the hobby. We want to promote the fun. So.
Well said. Well said. Yeah. I totally, 100%, wholeheartedly agree. No doubt. So. Cool. Well, maybe some people will listen to this and be like, Mr. Kyle Dahl says, don't be that dude. Don't be that dickhead that likes to banter.
I really feel Bobby Watts taught me the phrase that I try to live my entire life by. Oh. And I think the whole entire world, not just in RC helicopters, but the entire world as a general rule would be a better place if everybody followed just one rule. Just one rule. And that is, can you guys guess what it is?
Based on what Bobby would say, what is it? Tell me.
Don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick.
don't be a dick. Like, it's the one rule. Like, anything happens in life, like, just take 1 second and think, okay, even if this guy was a dick to you, like, you know what? I don't want to be a dick back, so bye-bye. Or just don't be a dick.
And not only that, there's a way to... I've always been taught, and I've always been a big, huge believer in the fact that you can say anything and everything you want to say as long as you say it the right way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt.
Exactly.
Like, as long as you portray your message in a positive way, people are not going to look down. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what the whole don't be a dick thing spreads to. It's not just directly don't be a dick, like, don't say something bad, but it's like everything you say, like, say it in the best way, like, say it so that nobody's going to interpret you as being a dick, you know?
Right.
I don't know.
Agreed. All right, Kyle. So if anybody wants to get a hold of you, are you reachable? Can they get a hold of you somewhere?
Yes, I'm very reachable. I spend half my day on Facebook answering messages and stuff. So please, if you do have more questions for me, go to my Facebook. It's, what is it? Kyle Dahl Official.
Official.
Or my Instagram is also the same, Kyle Dahl Official.
Official.
Nice.
And then
I'm there.
I try to keep up with messages and stuff, but like you said, if you have questions, you can ask me and I'll try to get back to them.
Cool. What about you, Mr. Stacy?
Facebook.com/KyleStacyRC, and maybe I'll answer.
Sweet. And if you guys want to get a hold of
maybe
me.
Maybe he'll answer.
Yeah, maybe he will. I never answer, but I'll try my best. And as Bert is, sorry, Facebook.com/BertRC. All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Thank you, Mr. Dahl.
Thank you, sirs. Oh, sorry, I can't call you, sir. Thank you, dudes.
Thanks, Kyle.
See you all, guys.